So moving on to some information about the new Vic Theatre now in Basford, Newcastle on the Lyme, currently playing, is a new Vic production in association with Claybody Theatre of the Grand Babylon Hotel by Arnold Bennett. This is adapted for the stage by Deborah McAndrew and directed by Conrad Nelson. It ran from Saturday 13th of September and it runs through to Saturday the 4th of October. There's an audio described performance on the 4th of October at 2:15pm with a touch store at 1pm. Nana Raxol wants steak and beer for her birthday, but these are not on the menu of the exclusive Grand Babylon Hotel. So her American railroad millionaire father obligingly buys the chef of the kitchen and the entire hotel. However, the Grand Babylon is not all it seems, and Theodore Raxol soon discovers there's more than a juicy steak on his plate, with kidnapping and murder for starters. Have Theodore and Nala bitten off more than they can chew? The Grand Babylon Hotel is a rollicking comedy thriller with a virtuoso cast of five who bring many faces, chases, glamour, intrigue, and a couple of German princes thrown in for good measure. It's a great evening out. Saw this last night. It is really, really funny. It's a bit of a farce. It really sends up everything. You've got everything in here, from a bit of serious drama to farcical comedy. You have some wonderful staging, amazing use of sound effects and lots of mime. So like opening the door and hearing all those special sound effects of door opening and the key going in a lock and all that sort of thing. It also has some singing throughout and some dancing and lots of funny antics. And it takes you somewhere that you probably are not going to expect. It is very, very talky. And it is a bit overwhelming when you have three wonderful, versatile actors who play so many different characters by changing their costume or putting a silly wig on or a frock or something. But it is very, very entertaining and it is worth going to see. Now, the next one coming up to talk about is Stephen Joseph Theatre production. It's Earth Angel. It runs from Tuesday the 14th through to Saturday the 25th of October. It's written and directed, of course, by Alan Ayckbourn. And this is all about Gerald, who recently lost his wife of many years. Amy was the light of his life, almost heaven sent. And it's tricky thinking about life without her. But he's trying his best to put a brave face on things, accepting help from fussy neighbours and muddling along the best he can. Then a mysterious stranger turns up at Amy's wake. He seems like a nice enough chap, washing the dishes and offering to do a shot for Gerald, but is he all that he appears? Alan Ayckbourn's latest play digs deep into one of life's greatest mysteries: what makes someone a good person? And in this day and age, can you ever really be sure? And can you trust people? So that's coming up next. There is an audio described performance for that one, but it is well worth seeing. And that runs from the 14th through to Saturday, the 25th of October. Now, I'm going to give you some more information about The Little Mermaid, which is the Christmas show. I'll tell you about that. And I'll also give you some information about Eric's Christmas Turkey that runs the beginning of December from the 1st through to Saturday, the 13th of December, a bit later on in October. If you would like any information about access, you can call the box office. You can also book tickets with them. Their phone number is 01782 717 962. You can also go online. There's a whole host of information at newvictheatre.org.uk. There's also a cafe and restaurant that serves meals at lunchtime, meals before a performance. I think you do need to book a table if you want to eat with them in the evening, and you can also do that on their booking system online, or you can ring up. But if you go online at newvictheatre.org.uk and click on the cafe, all the information will be on there, and we'll have some more information for you of what's coming up when we're back early in October.